Before I introduce our next speaker, I just wanted to make one or two points. As you heard, consumer rights and consumer advocacy has become a very, very important component to healthcare delivery and actually in the entire medical and democratic model. I mean, our friend Dick Topol, when he was here, talked about the pluralistic society, was not short-sighted when he mentioned and observed that the pluralistic society will make it make opportunities for consumers to have a say. But there's a certain responsibility that we as consumers have before we go to regulatory agencies, and certain techniques that we need to take advantage of, and information resources we can take advantage of before actually filing a complaint. The question that I'd like to perhaps discuss openly and perhaps get the input of some of the professionals here is what should we do to maximize on the services that we have before we have a complaint? Whether it be in a physician's office or in a nursing home, clearly having a good, informed understanding of our medical condition and taking advantage of the various resources that we have, whether it's internet or the library, so that when we go to visit the physician, we're able to ask the right questions and solicit the right answers. And frankly, learn what our entitlements are, read our contracts, consider alternatives to the services and the models of care that we're getting, whether it happens to be managed care or other types of care. And supplemental to the opportunities for self-advocacy, which means also, and I know Jackie's going to talk about this, is how to get things done for yourself without trying, without being a pest. And it's really the key, because many of us spend a tremendous amount of energy and time to find the right provider of care. There may be one little thing that might be bothering us, or we feel we're entitled to, or maybe a big thing that we think we're entitled to. Do we want to risk our mother's care or our own care by putting a complaint in? We have to be careful, or we have to learn the techniques of how the system works within each organization, whether it be in a nursing home, whether it be an assisted living facility, whether it be in a physician's office, and how to get things done for ourselves. Lastly, if you really don't get what you need to have for yourselves, you should also feel comfortable in calling on public officials. I will tell you that when I have been on the other side, as the administrator of a health center, and I get a call from the councilman's office or the senator's office, things happen. So that if, for whatever reason, you're feeling frustrated with the system, there's nothing wrong with your calling. As a matter of fact, they'll be happy to help the constituent. Frankly, obviously, it's an investment for the future for them, too. So don't hesitate to do that in an instance where you feel it's appropriate. Our next speaker is Jackie Case. Now, she is really, her office is a hub of activity. It's very hard to reach her.
Called many times.
We were very, very fortunate to have her to come this evening. And she's a professional educator. She's a consumer advocate. She's very dedicated to whatever she's doing. As a matter of fact, before coming this evening, she asked me questions with regard to what the rabbinic perspective might be on nursing home admission, so that she could be prepared to give us the proper direction and advice. So I am sure we will benefit from Jackie Case's advice and direction. Thank you very much.